This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. Rachel Jensen is with us. She's the Director of Continuing Education with Iowa Western Community College. Rachel, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about a CNA training program that you are offering, a certified nursing assistant program that folks are going to find pretty attractive, especially if you're concerned about the cost of your continuing education. You have a program where you're offering free certified nursing assistant training for the first 100 Iowa resident applicants. That's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. It's a good way to help the state of Iowa and help get some quality health care workers at our long-term care facilities.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about how you identified this as a need.
That's a really good question. It's very easy to identify it as a need just based on working with community and hearing from long-term care facilities and just doing that simple career link, that Google search on who's hiring. You can just see that CNAs are needed in our community and in the surrounding areas.
Well, and you've got centers in several different locations throughout Southwest Iowa.
We do.
Certainly you get feedback at those individual locations about programs that would be important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those go to the center directors, and the center directors bring them back to us to let us know what's needed out there through their Chamber of Commerce and various entities.
Sure. All right. Well, now I got to ask you, because that's a big commitment, offering 100 Iowa resident applicants a free program to work their way through for certified nursing assistant. I mean, that's a big commitment. How many discussions did you have to have at different levels to make that decision?
Well, you know what? We didn't have to have too many. We had to just say, hey, so we always have education to employment, which is Iowa. It's funding, free funding for Iowa residents with a high school diploma or equivalent, and it funds various short-term certificate training programs, and one of those are CNA, and we were just thinking, if this one is CNA and we need help getting this word out, why don't we do an initiative? Why don't we try to get 100 people as fast as we can, Iowa residents, high school equivalent or a high school diploma, and let's get them a CNA certification and get them into our facilities. And so we had the who, what, when, where, why, so it was an easy sell to my executive director and our president.
Sure. Did you reach out to some of those facilities that would use these graduates and what their needs are?
So one of my team members, the long-term care coordinator, Rhonda Kasson, she is phenomenal. She has her finger on the heartbeat of long-term care in Council Bluffs and all of the surrounding areas like Atlantic and Harlan. They communicate with her constantly. And so as soon as she got word out that we were doing this, they were like, how can we provide flyers to show we're hiring? How can we be involved? And so really, a lot of this is owed to her and the education to employment team.
Sure. Is this an area of growth then, too?
Yeah, absolutely. CNA is just kind of that baseline where you can get a job as a CNA, and that could be what you want to do. That could be where you want to be. You want to be caring for those people at the hardest points of their life, or just making them comfortable. Or you could be just getting your foot into the door in healthcare. So whether you're on your way to the nursing path, the EMS path, the doctor path, it's just a great way to start having that patient experience.
Yeah, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding with a CNA, this is a stepping off point. Now, some people may not want to go any further into the medical field, but it's also a stepping off point sometimes for folks who want to expand that education and continue that career advancement.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Okay, so there are opportunities in different ways that you can take advantage of this. Now, this part of the state, I know we've had some issues in different facilities with regard to turnover and people getting burned out, especially during COVID. That had to have an effect on all this.
You know, I would imagine it did. It's tough to speak to because I don't work in those facilities, but I know that, you know, there's mandatory overtime, there's short staff. It's tough. I would imagine that it is tough, and I don't even know if I could do it. I would need a really great team with me to ensure we don't have to do mandatory overtime and that we have evenly flowing shifts, and that's what I would need.
Sure. And the CNA program, Rachel, this is one where you could be coming out of high school and starting that career path there, or it could be a non-traditional student, I suppose.
Yep, it can be both. You could be even be a CNA while you're in high school. This program does not apply to that, but I still want to put a plug in for them. For this program to get it free, you have to be 18 years of age or older, high school diploma or equivalent, and yes, traditional and non-traditional.
Okay, well, you've started the conversation here. Let's talk more about this program itself then. How long is the class? Is it a couple of years? Is it 6 months? How long a course of study is it?
It is 2 weeks.
Oh, yikes. Okay, easy.
2 weeks. Yep, 2 weeks. It is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, November 29th through December 13th in Atlantic. It's from 8 a.m. to 4:30 every day, and then you'll have two clinical dates, either the 14th and the 15th or the 16th and the 17th. Don't worry about remembering those. You'll know what your clinical dates are. You'll be assigned to them. There'll be a conversation. And then as soon as you're done, you'll sit down and take the two state exams to get your hireable, which also don't worry about. You learn every single thing you need to know to pass those state exams in the class. And then you can literally go get a job right away.
Two state
exams, which is practice on a mannequin, the skills you just learned in class, and then the written, which is taken on a computer and you're answering questions.
Well, talk a little bit about the training then. We're talking about Atlantic specifically, but is this offered in other sites as well?
Sure. It's offered in Atlantic, Harlan, Clarinda, and then two are taking place in Council Bluffs over these next 2 months. The Atlantic ones, November 29th through December 13th, 8 a.m. to 4:30, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in class. You'll be going to class every day. You'll be looking at the different skills, kind of practicing, having some lecture, and then you'll literally have 2 days of lab following that from 8 a.m. to 4:30. Well, you will practice everything you just learned on a mannequin, real-life bed, everything, just like you're in a facility.
Sure. Well, you know, we kind of talk about the need, but all folks are going to want to know, too. What about pay and benefits, Rachel? Is this a pretty good profession, a pretty good field to jump off in?
This is a great field to jump off in. You're going to get competitive wages. And from what I heard, when you're working in healthcare facilities, the benefits are there as well.
All right. Very good. So opportunities. Now, do they need to call the main campus? Can they call those satellite campuses as well?
They can call the satellite campuses and say, hey, I'm interested in this free CNA program, and they'll transfer them to the right person, or they can reach out to Amanda Olaf. She is the Education to Employment Coordinator. She's taking the call. She's getting you registered for orientation, and her number is 712-325-3268. Which reminds me, the Atlantic campus has an orientation, so you don't just call and get registered right away. You have to go to an orientation, and that's where you submit your two TB tests you'll have to have done, and you'll also submit your proof of high school diploma, and you'll complete this application that Amanda will have in front of her, ready to go. And that orientation date is on November 15th. It's from 9 a.m. It can go until 3 p.m., depending on how quickly you get out of there. But those are the hours that it's open. You got to get there at 9 a.m., get everything done, and then you're on your way. And if you miss that date, there's a second one, a backup one scheduled for November 22nd, where if you're like, shoot, I have to work that day or my kids have something going on, is there a second day? And the answer is yes, November 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get everything turned in. That's how we officially get you registered, because we still have paperwork to fill out to get you registered for the CNA class. We get it all done there. You get a free pair of scrubs, you get a free pair of shoes, and you get a stethoscope. We get that all ordered for you, and then on the first day of class, we meet you there and hand you your scrubs, hand you your stethoscope, hand you your shoes.
It doesn't get much easier.
No, it really doesn't. You just got to show up, and the rest is done for you.
Wow.
Besides the learning when you're in class, of course.
Oh, yeah, got to take care of that part, too. Absolutely. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talk a lot with students, some young people, about, you know, what the future is like in the fields that they think they might want to go into. Well, the healthcare field's always going to be there.
The healthcare field's always going to be there, and these people going into long-term care facilities, whether they're not there to stay or rehab or whatever, they need that person who wants to be there, who wants to care for them, who wants to help them live their daily life so that they don't have that feeling when you're just living on your own and now you're in a facility and you just want to be taken care of and you want the right people who want to be there. So giving this option just really helps it. And it never, never hurts to have that patient care, that one-on-one, that strong customer service base for as you move up in life in your healthcare career or as you just decide to stay as a CNA.
Absolutely. Again, that class at the Iowa Western Community College Cass County campus gets underway on November 29th. So consider the option and make the phone call or stop on by and discuss it more with them if you'd like to and see how that might fit into your future plans. Rachel Jensen's the Director of Continuing Education with Iowa Western Community College. Thank you so much for the not just the information this morning, but for the opportunity you're giving folks as well. We appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me on today.